It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you are in the Portmarnock area, why not pop by the White Sands Hotel? The Oasis Bar and Grill below our studio here is well worth a visit, and the hotel, ideal place to stay if you're looking for somebody somewhere to base yourself in Dublin. If you're from outside the capital and you're looking for somewhere to stay, the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock. So what do we want to talk about on this latest Opinions Matter podcast? Over the weekend just gone, an Irish media site, would we call it that? An Irish news site, would we call it that? Well, Gripped Media, or Gripped.ie, published a story over the weekend written by Ben Scallon. And the headline of this story was, Dublin's St. Patrick's Day Parade listed as Islamist terrorism target. Now, this is what Gripped Media claim. The St. Patrick's Day Parade in Dublin has been listed among 10 potential targets for attack this year by an Islamist terrorist group affiliated with ISIS. ISK is the, this is, I'm just reading directly from this article, is the regional affiliate of ISIS operating in Afghanistan, Pakistan and Central Asia. It follows ISIS ideology, aiming to establish a global Islamic caliphate. Anyway, the article goes on that according to a German newspaper, Bild, which is a German tabloid newspaper, a terror threat against Ireland was posted earlier this month to Al Azaim Media, the unofficial media arm of ISK. And this was also independently reported by the Terrorism Research and Analysis Consortium, which specialises in terrorism research. And the article goes on to show a poster. And the poster reads as follows. So the top bar of the poster says, "Don't wait for a new year to take action." And then it lists a load of events to target. So I'm going to read some of the events. The Amsterdam Dance Festival in the Netherlands, Venice Carnival in Italy, St. Patrick's Day in Ireland, the Grand Ole Opry 100th anniversary in Nashville in Tennessee, and the Cannes Film Festival, the Glastonbury Festival, and the Vienna Ball Season. Anyway, it's, these play an Oktoberfest in Germany. So these places are all listed as potential targets, but it includes a specific reference to St. Patrick's Day, Ireland. Now, it doesn't actually say anything about St. Patrick's Day, Dublin, but it says St. Patrick's Day, Ireland. Now, according to Gripped Media, the Gardaí wouldn't comment on this poster, this alleged threat to St. Patrick's Day. Some are saying that this is just scaremongering, that there is nothing to see here, there is no realistic threat, and that there is nothing to be worried about, basically. What do you make of this story? What do you make of the publishing of this story? Is it scaremongering?
I don't think Gripped did anything wrong by publishing it. They're just following a story that they read. If the poster is in fact accurate and it came from an accurate source, then do people not have a right to know? That's the job of the media. However, I think it probably will. I mean, that listen to this podcast. This is heard quite extensively, this podcast. A lot of people will hear this. A lot of people will have seen the story on Gripped as well. And it may put people off going into the parade on Patrick's Day. Now, the thing is, Dublin City Centre on Patrick's Day isn't fully Irish, full of Irish people anyway. Most Irish people now stay out of the city centre on Patrick's Day. Like we do, we go to our local parade. I haven't been in the city centre in about 15 years.
No, there is a huge crowd. There's a 500,000 people lined the streets for the St. Patrick's
Day. A lot of tourists, yeah.
But a story like this, based on very tenuous links, very there's no proof that this poster is from a terrorist organization. If it is, it's all written in English. It's not written in any Islamic language. It just strikes me as being a bit odd. And I think to be...
So you think it's scaremongering. Now, we spoke to somebody we know very well earlier on today, who is now... This is someone we used to work with, by the way, who is now not bringing their children into the city centre.
As a direct result of this.
As a direct result.
This article. As a direct result of this article. So again, the poster allegedly comes from an Islamic terrorism organisation. It lists, certainly what I'm looking at here, lists 10 different events in Europe and in the United States to be targeted. And one of them is St. Patrick's Day in Ireland. Would that put you off? Or do you think that this article, the publishing of an article like this, is literally scaremongering? Now, according to...
Anytime you go to a big event outdoors, whether it's a gig in the Three Arena or whether it's you go to the Christmas markets. I know a lot of people go to the Christmas markets in different countries. Anytime you go to something like that, there is a possibility that a terrorist attack.
Isn't that exactly the point?
By the way, I'm not talking about necessarily Islamic terrorist attack. I mean, terrorists come in all religions, not just Muslims. So it could be anywhere. In the height of the Troubles in Ireland, when you had terrorist groups up north who were planting bombs, it didn't stop people going up north to do their shopping. You can't live your whole life worried about what's and maybes. So I have to be honest with you, I think... Grift were well within their rights to publish that. But you don't. You think it's scaremongering.
I believe if there was a genuine threat to St. Patrick's Day in Dublin or St. Patrick's Day in Ireland, the Gardaí would have commented. And they refused to comment. They said, we don't provide lines on unverified material posted online by third parties. In other words, this isn't a verified story. This isn't a verified poster. And the guards have decided not to comment on it because it's unverified. And that's exactly the point that I'm trying to make. This is literally causing... help sow more seeds of Islamophobia against people
this
country.
I mean, the anxiety of our friend that myself and Adrian spoke to yesterday, her anxiety is through the roof now.
Yeah, no, I know that.
I'm not going near the city centre. I'm never going into
politics. It's going to be blown up or somebody's going to ram a truck through the parade. Now, again, obviously, this is a risk when you have any big gathering anywhere in the world. We only saw it in New Orleans a couple of weeks ago.
It can happen anywhere.
But my issue here is the way in which it's being highlighted to stir fear, to create
a divide,
basically, to make people fear. So you're walking around the St. Patrick's Day parade on St. Patrick's Day, and an Arabic-looking fella walks past you, you're shitting yourself.
And he has a backpack on him.
Yeah, absolutely shit yourself, which is just ridiculous. Anyway, 085 825 2626 is our WhatsApp number. Let me just kick off with this WhatsApp voice note from Jonathan.
Good afternoon, boys. Hope you have a good show today. Regarding the topic itself, I wouldn't be going to dismiss what Grid Media have to say. Yeah, they're one of the only reputable organisations, media outlets left in this country. They tell the truth. They hold people accountable. And the establishment doesn't like that. So no, I wouldn't be going dismissing them. And let's not forget, we opened the door to this kind of threat in this country. We opened it and welcomed it in. So I wouldn't be going dismissing it. Just look what happened all across Europe there over the Christmas fairs and all that. These things have been happening. What, are we exempt all of a sudden because we're little old Ireland? We're the softest touch and blade in Europe. If anywhere, this is the best place to do it because they'll get away with it 9 times out of 10 if they were to do anything wrong. Because you'd all be called far right for that, for raising the issue. So no, I wouldn't be going dismissing Grip Media. No, not at all. I dismiss RTE, but not Grip Media. And News Talk, I dismiss them too, because they're a bunch of charlatans. Mainstream media is dying on its feet, boys. Independent media is the way forward. Grip Media are right more times than not. So I believe in them more than anybody else. Cheers, boys.
Just referring back to Jonathan's message that I played a moment ago, can I point out that Grip Media were the organisation that published a photograph of a man,
the wrong person,
and accusing him as being the suspect of involvement in the Parnell Street attack on those kids.
And it was the wrong person.
And it was the wrong person. Okay, also, so that's what you're dealing with here. They were really quick to publish a man's photograph, so much so that the Gardaí had to give protection to this man because of the threat against him.
And also, Jonathan, you're saying, I'm not sitting here to defend news radio stations like News Talk, and I know Adrian does some gigs with them. But I will say, you're saying mainstream media is dead. in the last ratings, News Talk was like, they got their highest ever ratings. Mm-hmm. And that's official. They are official ratings. RTE, you look at the how many hundreds of thousands of people listen to Morning Ireland on RTE. That belief that people like yourself have, Jonathan, that the mainstream media, as you call them, are dying a death. The figures say otherwise. They maybe among your group of people, and maybe among the charlatans that shout the loudest on Twitter every day, that claim, you know, the likes of your Pepper and all that, the mainstream media are dead, they're dead, they're dead. They're actually not. The majority of the country, and this is not me making this up, Jonathan, the majority of the country still gets its news from so-called MSM, the mainstream media. The majority, I'd say about 90%. The other 10% are stuck down a rabbit hole there where they believe everything that they see on Facebook. But the majority of people still get their news from the likes of RTE.
Let me go to Dylan. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Dylan?
Hi, guys. How are you getting on?
Good, thanks, Dylan. What do you make of this story?
Well, where to start? First of all, Ireland would be quite an easy target for terror attacks. As for the St. Patrick's Day parade, the Gardaí, if they received information on a credible threat, they would not release that to the public, as releasing that information would cause a state of panic within the public, which could lead to what we've seen back in November. The Dublin Civil Defence and Gardaí work very closely on St. Patrick's Day to provide terrorism protection detail. That would involve large vehicles such as fire engines and ambulances that they would use to block off key routes along the parade route. And they also have the Armed Garda support unit stationed strategically around the route off-site so that the public don't actually see it. And there does be quite a large number of public order units within the city centre that are on standby at a moment's notice.
Okay, now,
the parade.
When it comes to something like that, I would argue with you that all sorts of events all over the world are policed just as well. And then we saw that attack on the Christmas market in Germany just before Christmas, and that was very well protected, but somebody managed to breach the cordon. The same can be said in New Orleans. The guy drove right past the cordon. So in other words, what I'm getting at is, if somebody wants to attack, you can, yes, there are precautions taken in Dublin around the parade, but you could still get through them.
Absolutely. And we are quite an easy target.
Okay. Do you believe, though, that we are an actual target? Do you believe this story on covered by GWP Media that Dublin, or the Ireland, it didn't actually specify Dublin, that Ireland is a potential target and we should be on our guard come St. Patrick's Day?
Absolutely. We have been a potential target for the last number of years. I'm not too sure if you recall back just a little Britain Street incident there. I think it was last year or the year before. So it was the explosion
in the Paul Hostel in
Little Britain Street. Mm-hmm. A friend of mine was actually in the hostel at the time of that explosion. He knew the individual that is now deceased, and he, speaking to him, believes that there was a further plan. He was holding that, and people in the hostel knew he was holding that. And that was for part of a bigger operation that was planned for around St. Patrick's Day Parade.
Okay, now that's all hearsay, obviously.
Exactly. Yeah.
We don't know that that's true. Okay, but you believe that there is somewhere somebody is working on an attack on the Dublin Parade in 2025.
It is highly potential.
Why would they attack? What have we done?
It's not what have we done. It's the thing with terrorism. You want to make as much of a statement as possible. High collateral.
But why? Okay. But hang on. Why?
Why would you advertise the fact as well?
No. You know, why now? I mean, if you look at the last, well, there's been so many terrorist attacks. But if you look at 9/11, 9/11 was 24 years ago. You know, why has there been no terrorist attack in Ireland since then?
Why has there been no terrorist attack in Ireland?
Yeah. Why is there's the only terrorist attack that has ever happened in Ireland has been at the hands of Catholics, by the way, or
100%.
The biggest terrorist attack ever on this island was the Omagh bombing, and that was carried out by Irish Catholics. So there's never been an Islamic terror attack on this island ever. Or am I wrong? Sorry, am I wrong?
None that I know of.
No, on this.
But again, Dylan, firstly, why would you advertise the fact that you're going to target Dublin? This supposed poster. Don't wait for a new year to take action. And a list of all events, including the St. Patrick's Day Parade. I find that poster a bit fake, if I'm to be honest, but, you know, St. Patrick's Day is listed. The point I'm trying to make is, if there was a realistic threat to the St. Patrick's Day Parade, do you not think it would be cancelled? If there was a real risk that it was going to be bombed or attacked, do you not think it would be cancelled?
So in order for an event of that scale to be cancelled, there need to be pretty hard factual evidence that has gone to the guards.
Well, investigated. I need not remind you, we cancelled it 2 years in a row because of a disease. It can be cancelled.
Oh, no, it absolutely can be cancelled in the interest of public safety. But again, this would fall down to the anti-terrorism group within the guards. I can't remember what they're called now. That would fall down to their investigations to see whether there's any credibility to the threat. As for the poster, just want to touch into, well, why put out the poster? I'd see that as a call to action to people of the radicalisation face to say, oh, these are the targets that they want us to go for. Okay, well, I have friends that are in the Netherlands, Italy, Ireland, France, Chicago, United Kingdom. I have friends in these places. I can go over and visit them. That's my purpose for going. And then they can carry out whatever act they intend on carrying out.
Let me ask you then, somebody listening to us right now who is afraid, like the person we mentioned earlier on, that we were talking to earlier on, who is genuinely terrified to go to Dublin for the St. Patrick's Day Parade this year because of a threat like this, do you believe that they're right to be worried? They're right not to go because this is a real possibility?
It's hard to say. It would fall down to personal preference. You can't live your life in fear of what ifs. And if we all did, 90% of us probably wouldn't leave the house. Dublin City has gone downhill over the last couple of years. Since the pandemic, the lockdown, the city centre has been overrun with antisocial behaviour, drugs, alcohol abuse. It's really gone to the dogs. It's a shame. Dublin was a beautiful city.
Okay, it has improved a little bit over the last couple of months. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. The fact of the matter is, this lady is terrified to go to St. Patrick's Day parade in Dublin this year because she believes that we are going to be attacked on St. Patrick's Day. Is she right to believe that? And if she's not right to believe that, then what's the point in this story in the first place?
Well, at the moment, there is no credible evidence to say that there will be an attack. So I'd say no, she shouldn't worry about it. Unless something comes out that the guards believe or any other organisations that are in charge of public safety around the parade believes that there may be a potential attack, there will be no parade if that's the case.
Okay, stay there for a second. I want to bring in Anthony. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Anthony?
I'm all right. How are you?
Good, thanks, Anthony. Should we be concerned about the St. Patrick's Day parade being attacked by Islamist terrorists?
Hell no. Whatever media group made that claim are just a bunch of hacks who want to scaremonger, make people afraid and paranoid and spread vile Islamophobia. That's all these hacks were. You know, like you said, they put up fake news before. So this claim they're making is no doubt fake. It's all fake just to spread fear. That's what I think. And people who fall for it are just paranoid, who need to get into the real world. That's what I think.
Okay, we have seen many very high-profile terrorist attacks in other cities around the world. If you remember March last year, 145 people killed in Moscow. There have been several attacks on big cities around the world. Now, what makes you think that Ireland and Dublin isn't going to be next?
Because those same bloody claims were made years ago, and you know what? Nothing happened. Nothing happened. There are no terror attacks at all, so people should stop being fucking paranoid.
Okay, so Anthony, do you believe that there is no risk to Ireland? There is no possible way there will be a terrorist attack by Islamist terrorists in Dublin at the St. Patrick's Day parade.
They will not, because the Islamist terrorists want to make a statement. They're not going to attack Ireland. They're going to attack America. They're going to attack the UK. They're going to attack France or Germany. They're not going to attack Ireland. They're going to go for a bigger target. One of those countries, not Ireland.
Well, here, 500,000 people on the streets of Dublin is a fairly big target, I have to tell you.
It is not a big target compared to other larger countries. Ireland is small fry compared to those countries. It would be a bigger statement to attack those countries, not Ireland. That's what I truly think.
Okay, there you go, Dylan. He doesn't believe there is any way Ireland is going to be attacked. We're small fry compared to the UK or the States or Germany or whatever.
Look at the numbers that we have in the city centre for the St. Patrick's Day parade. Jump forward then a couple of months into summer. We also have Gay Pride Parade in the city centre. The numbers at those every year have been increasing year in, year out. We have so many people on the streets that the events that these people are attending go against the beliefs of the radicalised Islamic faith. They would be prime targets for the likes of a terrorist attack.
And do you believe that we have radicalised Islamist terrorists amongst us living in this country plotting to attack us?
Absolutely. And if you go back onto the gripped media, if you look at the attack, the London Bridge attack there a couple of years back, one of the main perpetrators of that attack lived, I believe it was something like 150 metres to the military barracks in Ratmines.
So I believe,
to London to carry out a mass terrorist attack.
I remember that, so but that's not the question.
They live here.
That's not the question. The question is, are they plotting to attack us here in Ireland?
Potentially, yes.
There you are, Anthony. He believes this is a real and present danger, as they say.
Potentially.
There is no present danger. He is an absolute paranoid idiot. He's probably afraid of his own fucking shadow, okay? There is no danger. There is no threat to Ireland. Get in reality, Dylan. Get back in the real world. And that media group, like you said, Adrian, they put up fake stuff before. They're just putting up fake stuff now. People need to stop being so fucking paranoid.
Will you go, or would you go to the St. Patrick's Day Parade?
Well, I went to it years ago. I don't go now. I go to local ones, but...
Okay, but...
But this
alleged threat against the St. Patrick's Day Parade, you that wouldn't put you off going?
It's a fake clown attack. It's all fake. It's just lies made by this media group just to spread fear and violent Islamophobia. And some people are just falling for it. That's what it is.
Okay, do me a favour, Anthony. Stay with me for a second. Our number is 085-825-2626. Darren has been on to us.
Oh, Anthony said it's safe, so it's all must be safe. He's well in with all them terrorists. He knows the crack. Fucking Egypt.
And Robbie says articles like this are just pure scaremongering.
Every event where you get a couple of thousand people gathering is a potential target for terrorism. You know, this is 100% scaremongering. And you know, if people are going to avoid it, you know, on the very, very slim off chance that something could happen, then you're essentially saying the terrorists have won.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Angela, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Angela?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Still there, is he?
Anthony is still there, yep.
Hi, Anthony. Are you saying that that guy didn't live in Ranelagh? It wasn't Ratmines, actually. It's Ranelagh. Did he live in Ranelagh, Anthony?
What are you talking about?
The guy who at the Ariana Grande concert. You do know he lived in Dublin. There's sleeper cells in Dublin. You do know that. That's not paranoia, that's fact. And you can walk into any Garda station and ask them, and they'll tell you there is, because they're watching them. But I also have a question to ask you. In Ireland, is there any airport in Ireland that's refueling military planes from America?
Shannon Airport, why?
Yeah, Shannon, yeah. And they're refueling.
What's your bloody point?
Anthony, they're refueling military planes to go out to war, right? So they're going to Iran, they're going to Iraq, they're going to Israel, they're going to Palestine, right? And you think that Ireland isn't a target? Are you for real?
Well, it's been happening for fucking years, Andrew. There's been no attacks yet. You're being paranoid.
I'm from Shannon. I worked in Shannon Airport, okay? I worked as a profiler in Shannon Airport. I'm not being paranoid. And there is no need for you to roar and shout at me, thank you very much. Yes, you are. And stop the swearing, for God's sake.
Okay, Angela, let me go back to the point of the conversation, and that is the publication of an article by Gripped Media claiming that the St. Patrick's Day Parade is listed as an Islamist terrorist target. Would you believe that to be true? And do you think we should be wary and on our guard come St. Patrick's Day?
Everywhere has to be wary and on their guard, whether it's Ireland, England, America, France. Everyone has to be wary. Everyone is a target for this group. They don't care. They want to go for the innocent. They're going for the shock value. That's what they're doing. So I'm not saying that nobody turn up to them, but of course it can happen.
So you believe it is a very real possibility?
I believe it's a very, very real possibility.
So therefore, our friend earlier on who said she won't be going anywhere near it because she is absolutely terrified, you can understand that.
Oh, I can understand it. You know, and I know it's going to be a thing now of, oh, you're profiling, oh, you're this. I am always wary wherever I go, whenever I'm flying. I am constantly on the lookout for something because you don't know where these guys are going to strike. And I do believe that they could target. And if you look at it, they go for countries that hate Muslims. And right now, let's be honest, this country, a lot in this country don't like Muslims. But
you said, Angela, a few minutes ago, I just want to pull you up on something that you, it is fact. You said fact that there are Islamic fundamentalist terrorists, sleeper cells in Ireland. Where did you hear that? Because
A detective in Dunleary.
Why would a detective in Dunleary share that sort of information with you?
Because he's a very close friend of mine.
And he shared that very...
He told me, that, and on my life, as I'm sitting here...
I'm sure you wouldn't lie. You've no reason to lie.
There are six sleeper cells in Dunleary alone.
And are these sleeper cells...
Why can't they be arrested then?
Because they haven't
done anything wrong.
Okay, but do you believe that these sleeper cells are plotting an attack in Ireland, plotting an attack in the UK?
That's why they're called sleeper cells. What happens is they sit, they sleep, and wait for their orders. And that's true. That's what happens. But they can't arrest them because they haven't done anything wrong. But they're on watch lists. So when they come over, they are watching them.
Okay, so an article like this published by Gripped Media, you don't believe that this is scaremongering, do you?
No, it's not scaremongering.
Or creating Islamophobia?
But all you had to look at is the guy who blew up the Manchester Arena at that time. He didn't do
anything here in Ireland.
He didn't do anything, but he was sent over there to do it. And I said this to you. I said it to you years before that happened in the arena. I said there was sleeper cells here. I said there was guys sitting around and you all told me I was full of shit.
Well, so
if
far...
If people want to believe that, that's fine, you know.
Okay, but so far, touch wood, there has never been...
No, there has never
an attack
been,
here in Ireland, yeah.
Yeah, because I'm from Shannon, do you know what I mean? And if there's any airport it would potentially bomb, it's going to be that. You know, that fear is always there. But if people think that Ireland is not a target, you're away with the fairies. And come here, I'm not a I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I'm not a tinfoil hat. I'm a realist when it comes to this. When it comes to terrorism, I'm a realist.
Okay, and being real, people need to be on their guard that this sort of publicity, this sort of article, you believe is not fake news, is not sensationalizing a story out of nothing.
Why would they do it?
Is not sowing Islamophobia. You believe that we should be very careful and very concerned
be
about
very
this.
Very careful. What I would like to ask is, why would Gripped Media put this out? or why would the person who did up the poster put it out? What are they going to gain from it? A hatred for Islam? Sure, that's out there anyway. A hatred for ISIS? That's out there anyway. So what benefit is there?
Sowing the seeds of Islamophobia, making people fearful of anybody who looks like a Muslim.
But do you not think that's there anyway?
No, not really, no.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Well, people are afraid of somebody who looks Muslim.
Of course they are. Of course they are, Adrian. You know, there are people out there. Come here. I'm not like the only time that I would, and I put my hands up and I don't care what anyone calls me. If I'm getting on a plane and I see a guy who I think is Muslim sitting in first class right up next to the pilot, I'm going, oh, this isn't good.
Okay,
this isn't good.
Okay, so be aware, be careful.
Vigilant, yeah.
You wouldn't go to the St. Patrick's Day parade in Dublin for love nor money.
No, because it's Kip anyway, but I definitely wouldn't be going in because of that. I wouldn't go near it, you know. It's gone to shit, like. So I wouldn't go near it anyway. But I certainly wouldn't be going near big events like that because of what's going on in the world.
Stay with me for a second, Angela. Our number is 085-825-2626. If you would like to get involved in this conversation, let me bring in Neil on this.
Adrian, Jeremy, if this is true, if this was written down on Grip Media, just repeated what was written down by somebody or what's been on the internet and they just copied it and it's from a reputable firm and Grip Media put it out there, well, then it is true. So if it is true and we are one of a terrorist attack on Paddy's Day, do you think I'm fucking going in there with me kids if it is true what they're saying? I am in me arse. Cheers, lads.
Jason, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jason?
Afternoon, Adrian.
Well, Jason, what do you want to say on this?
The job is already set. They've put the fear in people. That's what terrorism is all about. Whether anything happens or not, if an Islamic group did release this poster, they set out to do what they wanted to do already. Isn't terrorism all about putting fear in people?
And you believe that...
You know what?
Okay, but as I mentioned earlier on, the guards didn't give any comment on this. Because
I'd say they're keeping their cards close to their chest. They don't want mass hysteria. They don't want another riot. I mean, we won't know yet. I'd say to the middle of everybody whether it is a real threat or not. But I mean, we all do know, and you want to have your head in the clouds the last couple of years to sleep yourself out of the world. I mean, that's just the way it is.
Okay,
I mean,
but given that what Angela's saying, I have no reason to not believe you, Angela, what you said, that it sounds like it came from a good source.
RTE done a documentary on it, Jeremy. RTE done a documentary, and we're all meant to believe RTE, Jeremy.
But let me put that to Angela. Angela, America would probably have more sleeper cells than any other country in the world. But you go there on your holidays. Do you not worry when you're going there on your holidays?
America don't have sleeper cells.
I don't. What? So you're saying Ireland has sleep? Dunleary has sleeper cells?
Hold on. Jeremy, yes. Look at the security that America have to get in there. They don't have that many sleeper cells. They don't. The security to get into America.
So you know more than the
CIA. Europe's awash, Jeremy. Europe's awash with them. Europe is awash with them. We have given them carte blanche to come in.
They can get in here, no problem.
Honestly,
okay. So
what everybody has been saying. Sorry, Adrian. Just this last one. What we've all been saying. We have no problem with immigration. It's uncontrolled mass migration is the problem.
Okay,
we have a Muslim family right next door to us, and we get on great with them. Okay, we looked after them all through the weekend.
But again, this is the point that I was trying to make about Islamophobia and scaremongering. To the point that people are looking over their shoulder at somebody who looks even vaguely Muslim.
Sorry, Angela, cut across. So back in the 70s and 80s, back in the 70s and 80s up in the north, okay? Remember, you were burning out all the shops, all the firebombs. You were told back then to look at everybody suspicious. You were told to look if somebody placed a bag down. And this was Irish and Northern Ireland people, so we have Irish and English. We were told to be suspicious of each other because there was elements in our community that were determined to blow people up, kill people and burn people, okay? So these have done this. I mean, 9/11, they weren't white people that crashed planes in. They were Muslims, unfortunately. Now, they have set to see that we are suspicious of them. I mean, every time you look at them, all through the Gulf War, they said they were coming together, so what we done? I mean, them Islamic people are vicious, thugs. I mean, they chop people's heads off. Proper Muslims don't do that. Why do you think the good ones left to get away from them? And now we've opened the border and let the bad ones follow them. You've emptied out all the prisons over there in Syria nearly now because the country's fallen. Libya emptied all the prisons. Where are all them men gone? They're all sitting in England, Ireland, France, Sweden, Switzerland, all over Europe because we were afraid to say no because, yes, there is good ones. There's millions and billions of good ones. But guess what? There's enough bad ones to cause a problem for the good ones. I mean, we were treated like that in England during the 70s and 80s with the IRA terrorism. They were told to look suspicious on Irish people.
And they did, and I agree. But,
and they did.
But is it right that creating hysteria with an article like this, putting the fear of God into some people who won't go to the St. Patrick's Day parade because they think it's going to be attacked, isn't that turning people against the neighbours that you're talking about?
No, I think it's making people just be wary, sit up and be wary now. I mean, they're living amongst us. I mean, that's the worst part. They are living amongst us and we're not allowed to question it. They are all, according to our government, the best of the best that are fleeing war. No war in Georgia, but yet they're putting 60 Georgian men in our little village, Adrian. We got an email the other night. They're taking the Ukrainian families out of our hotel and putting 60 men. I have no problem with that. But there's no war in Georgia. So what are they escaping from? The cheap labour.
Again, what's this got to do? What's this got to do with the terrorist attack in Dublin?
It's all about putting the fear in us. Why are they moving this here? Why are all these men coming here? It's about keeping us on our toes. That's what terrorism is all about. Terrorism is about putting fear into somebody. Fear.
Okay,
so
but I have to say to you, Jason, that fear then is amplified by media or groups like Gripped Media publishing that article.
Come here. Go online. Go on any of the social media. It's flooded out there. Somebody out there is pitching everybody against everybody. They're gone to even to the young. I know it's kind of off on the sidetrack.
No, but Jason,
they're pitching, boys, they're pitching men and women against each other.
Okay.
They're pitching men and women against each other now. I mean, they're sowing the seeds that we are all going to go at each other.
Jason, my point is that this fear that you're talking about, and I agree, the way to get to people is make them fearful, but that fear is being amplified by articles like this being published by a right-leaning media organisation here in Ireland.
Right, they're only right-leaning because they don't agree with everything that the left media or the mainstream media are putting out there. We all know Griff Media don't agree with the transgender issue, okay? So that's why they're slated all the time. But what I will say, we are all suspicious now. And in fairness, if something did happen and then it came out in 8 months' time that Griff Media were sitting on this, what type of phone and show would we be having today? Just let's address, if something did happen and it came out that Grip Media were sitting on this and never released it, what would you say then?
No, I get the point you're making.
Yeah.
But if this is a genuine, real threat to St. Patrick's Day in Ireland, I would have thought more media organisations will be covering this story. That's the point that I was making. And
even Angela, people hearing your, and as I said, I've no reason to doubt what you're saying, but people hearing your story saying that you have it on good authority that the seven sleeper cells living in Dunleary, the only thing that that's going to do, if somebody from Dunleary, well, obviously people from Dunleary will listen to this podcast, it will make them very fearful of anybody who happens to look even remotely Muslim and is living in the Dunleary area. Could that person be the sleeper cell? People are very, very paranoid. So you have to be responsible when making claims like that, do you not think?
Yeah, but that's what I'm trying to say to you. Like, Gripped Media putting this out there, that's not putting the fear. That fear is already there, guys. That fear is already out there. And you're saying, like, sleeper cells over in the States, right? Why isn't there any? How many undocumented men do we leave into this country, and women? How many? We don't know where they're coming from.
Okay.
Do they leave them into the States? No, they don't. Why? Because they have the highest security in the land and they won't let you in. But we will, and France will, and England will. So that's why they're all over here.
Stay with me for a second. I want to bring in more of your opinions on this. Like, Grace.
While Anthony is saying it's not a threat and everybody's being paranoid, he has to ask himself, why wouldn't there be a possibility of this happening? If they target London and they target Paris and they target cities in America, why, and Germany, why wouldn't they target Dublin? Why would Dublin be crossed off their list, or anywhere in Ireland for that matter, be crossed off their list and saying, no, we're not going to Ireland? Why? They do it at big gatherings, at large gatherings of people. So why would Ireland be a straight up no, we're not going to do it there? what's the reasoning for that? Because I think everywhere, like Angela said, everywhere should be on their guard. I think it's a different world we're living in now. And I mean, if it can happen at an Ariana Grande concert where there's hundreds and thousands of kids going, it can happen anywhere. I don't understand why he would say it's not even possible, because why would they just wipe Ireland off their target list?
Opinions matter. Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Robbie, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Robbie?
How are you doing, guys?
Well, Robbie, what do you make of what you're hearing here?
Well, I think it's 100% scaremongering. I think Angela is admitted to being a racist. She said if she's seen a Muslim-looking person on an airplane, she'd be thinking, oh shit, something's going to happen.
So I'm a racist, you know, because I...
Robert, you've
come on here accused me of being a racist.
Carry on.
All right, hold on a second. Do I sit there and call them names? Do I look at them dirty? Do I hate them? No, I have a fear.
You don't have to be vocal to be a racist.
But I have a fear of someone.
Why?
I don't hate all of them. Do I hate black people? No.
Why would you be afraid of seeing a brown-skinned person in first class?
Robert, as I said, okay, I've seen things that you will never see in your life, okay, because of the job that I had. So if I want to have fear, if I want to have fear of terrorist attacks, I can. And you can come on.
You wouldn't be afraid of an Irish person.
You want? Pardon?
It was 10 Irish people sitting around you saying you wouldn't be scared.
Sorry, I can't. If there was what?
10 Irish people sitting beside you on an airplane, it wouldn't bother you.
Depends on who they are.
No, you don't love them, madam.
Why would I be scared of them? They're not. Oh, you're going to mention Lockerbie and all that. Oh, Jesus Christ! Here
no,
we go.
No, I'm not.
Well, what
no,
are you
I'm
going to say though?
I was going to say, what if half of you are playing, one of them get up and start attacking people with a knife, start stabbing people, one of the Irish people, would you then be afraid of Irish people because it happened once?
Yeah, I would be. Of course I'd be terrified. I'd be terrified again getting on a plane with someone of any colour. If they got in a plane and somebody attacked someone with a knife, would you not be?
And then what if it was a brown-skinned person and she stopped that person and saved the plane?
What if it was a brown person?
Yeah, a Muslim-looking person, let's say,
The point that Robbie is trying to make
You can't cover everyone with the same brush.
Exactly.
Well, I'm sorry.
Exactly.
Well, I'm sorry. When you come across the terrorists that are out there, what are they? Are they Muslims? ISIS? Are they Muslims?
No, they're terrorists.
Of what religion?
Don't know. Never asked them. Not all terrorists are Muslim. Not all Muslims are terrorists.
Now you're trying to play dumb. You come on and throw something at me, but when I throw it back...
Okay, so you have definitive proof that you can prove that every terrorist ever is Muslim.
Where did I say that?
You just implied it.
Are most of them... Okay. 99% of them are Muslim. Are they Muslim?
I've never asked them.
I haven't either, but I'm allowed to assume that they are.
You're making the assumption.
I'll tell you something. You are shown your ignorance now. You are truly shown your ignorance now. Coming on and trying. You're okay to ask a question, but when I do, you play dumb. I didn't ask him.
Well, I didn't. I mean, I've never. If he turns out to be Muslim, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what religion you are.
Okay, let me ask you then, Robbie. The publication of this article by Gripped Media over the weekend that Dublin's St. Patrick's Day parade is listed as Islamist terrorism target. You believe that the publication of an article like that is nothing more than scaremongering?
Well, you mentioned earlier on, Adrian, that there was a poster, was there, saying that these events... Is the poster on their website?
It is.
Is it in English?
It is.
So where's the original poster?
What do you mean?
If it is a Muslim group...
Translate. It has to be written.
Why would they put the poster in English?
Are you trying to say that because it's in English, it's bullshit?
Especially, yeah.
Oh my good God.
Why would you publish it in English?
I'll be honest,
Angela, I did find it a little bit odd that it was published in English as well. I found that a little bit strange, but that's neither here nor there. But you believe that this poster was designed to appeal to these sleeper cells that you're talking about to plan some sort of an attack in Ireland on St. Patrick's Day?
You know, I'm actually actually agree with Angela in one thing. You know, I have no doubt there probably are sleeper cells in Ireland. They're all over the world. And America. Including America.
No, according to Angela, there's none in America. None.
That was what I specifically said. And America.
Yeah.
You know, I have no doubt they are all over the world.
Robbie, do you believe that we are a target for St. Patrick's Day 2025? That St. Patrick's Day could be targeted?
Are we a target? Are we a target? Yes. Are we high up on the list of targets? No. Every event where you have more than a couple of thousand people is a potential target for these terrorists.
But you wouldn't
Leverstone Racecourse, every time there's a big meeting on the target. Punchestown's the target.
But you don't believe But you don't believe that this poster, which specifically mentions St. Patrick's Day in Ireland, makes us any more likely to be attacked, do you?
No, I don't think so. Well, I won't be on the Dublin for the parade. Never do. That wouldn't be a reason to keep me. If I was planning on in, that wouldn't be a reason to keep me away from it.
All right, Robbie, thanks very much indeed. And let me just squeeze in one final voice note that's just come in to us from Joey.
So like any politician would say, I've not seen the report, so I couldn't possibly comment. However, I do believe that it could be a targeted event. Obviously, the whole of City Centre is a targeted area. Why else would they install blockades along or at the entrances to main shopping centres, like on the Jervis, like McDonald's and stuff like that, and the other end of Connell Street and stuff, where they stick them there. Do you understand? That's what they're there for in the first place. And yeah, at the end, I'm still concerned because obviously there is people that are threatening to our children and women, and that is clear evidence that's happened in the past 12 months, not only in Ireland, but also in England. So yes, I would believe what they are saying is to be true.
All right, Joey, thanks very much indeed. I know you said earlier on that you don't go to the parade anyhow with your Dublin
we
parade.
We go locally. I just couldn't
okay,
be
but would that poster, for example, put you off bringing the kids? And by the way, it doesn't mention Dublin specifically. It just says Ireland. St. Patrick's Day, Ireland.
Now, if I got tickets to sit in the VIP stand, you know, the stand on O'Connor Street, I'd go. I just can't be dealing with trying to see the parade with people in front of me and stuff like that, and then getting out of town and all that. It's not a good place on air. But no, that poster wouldn't, because as it was pointed out, why is none of it written in Islamic?
In Arabic.
Yeah.
I don't know the answer.
Very strange.
All right. Thank you very much indeed for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. Have you subscribed to our WhatsApp channel yet? If you haven't, send us a WhatsApp with the words add me to 0858252626. We'll send you a link straight back that will invite you to our WhatsApp channel. You subscribe there and we keep you in touch with everything going on the Opinions Matter podcast. Please hit subscribe or follow on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or wherever you're listening to this, and we'll catch you on the next episode of Opinions Matter.